I knew today would be bad when it started off at the National Park Committee meeting. I was seated across the long conference table alongside 14 other committee members. We were staring at Judge Gab Hemmer, who was eating a donut. Or should I have said the donut appeared to be eating him? It was a maple long john, too. My favorite. At least, it was. I gulped, wondering what on earth Stella did at home after she'd cooked a big meal for him and he wore it on his face. The emerald engagement ring on my finger suddenly felt tighter, almost strangling my circulation. I fiddled with it and was happy to report the ring could twist and turn like my mental images of a much older Hank years down the road with a half-eaten s'more in one hand, chocolate dripping out one side of his mouth, and marshmallow out the other.
"Do you agree, May?"
Gab asked, bringing me out of my thoughts, or rather, my waking nightmare. "You have something..." I trailed off as I gestured to my own chin.
"Oh, yeah,"
he said in a gruff voice. Then he grabbed the plastic wrap Christine Watson, owner of the cookie crumble where I'd picked up the donuts for the early morning meeting, had used to fold up each individual donut, only because she knew I didn't like them to touch in the bag. The parchment paper crinkled and rustled when he swiped it across his chin as though it were a napkin.
"Thank you."
He nodded and got back down to business, just like he did in his judge's chambers.
"Do you agree?"
"Yes." I gave a solid answer, though I had no idea what I'd just agreed to.
"That settles it. Lloyd, you get the zipline adventures assignment, and May will report back on the stargazer."
The sharp, loud, and crisp sound of Gab Hemmer's judge's gavel echoed through the conference room. "Wait, zipline? That was the one I wanted." I shuffled through the paperwork in front of me and found the printed copy of the online form I'd filled out and printed. "See?" Gab Hemmer looked over the top of his reading glasses at Veronica Chestnut, the committee secretary. "Ahem." She cleared her throat and flipped over the top sheet of paper in the notebook to reread the minutes she'd just taken. "Judge Hemmer said, we have two members who want to attend the new zipline inspection, May West and Lloyd Hornbuckle." She glanced up to make sure we were all listening. "We don't have anyone who wants to do the stargazer inspection. May, would you consider switching to the stargazer inspection tonight?" I leaned in on the conference table and slightly turned my ear to hear exactly what he thought I'd said because I didn't recall this conversation ever happening. "Do you agree, May?" Judge Hemmer asked May. Veronica looked up with a slight grin on her face, as if preparing herself for what was coming next. May replied to the judge, "You have something." And then she pointed at her chin.
"Veronica!"
Judge Hemmer jerked around and looked behind him, where Veronica was sitting.
"We don't need to hear all of that. Just get on with May agreeing."
"Yes, sir." Veronica nodded and scanned down the piece of paper, which she flipped back. "Judge Hemmer asked May, do you agree? May said yes."